It's Tuesday, May the 8th. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. Here's your sports. Well, as was first reported yesterday on WTAW.com, the Bill Byrne era at Texas A&M will end today when he officially announces his retirement from the athletic director's job he's held for 9.5 years. Byrne's current contract runs to August 31st, 2013, but on Friday, the A&M Board of Regents gave school president R. Bowen Lofton authority to negotiate Byrne's early departure, and within hours of that, today's press conference was planned for 12:30. It'll be at the Zone Club. The official media advisory went out last evening after Byrne met with athletic staff members at the Letterman's Lounge at Kyle Field. Asked after that gathering for a comment, Byrne politely told reporters, "Good to see you. See you tomorrow. Thanks for coming out." There was also no comment from longtime associate AD John Thornton, who's expected to take over as the interim athletic director. Lofton's out of the country at the A&M campus in Qatar, but will hold a teleconference with reporters at 2:30 this afternoon. Byrne was hired in December of 2002 as A&M's ninth athletic director, and the department has experienced vast athletic success in his tenure. In nearly a decade at A&M, the school has won 45 Big 12 championships in 11 different sports and 15 national titles combined in equestrian, track and field, women's basketball, and men's golf. Prior to taking over at A&M, Byrne was athletic director at Nebraska for 10 years and before that at Oregon for 8 years. We will carry live the press conference this afternoon starting at 12:30 over on our partner station 1150 AM The Zone. Congratulations to the Brazos Christian Eagles as they beat East Texas Christian of Tyler 10-1 yesterday and advanced to the TAPS 2A State Championship Tournament in Waco Friday against tonight's winner between Shiner St. Paul and Conroe Covenant Christian. Hunter Murphy got the pitching win to go to 9-0 for the year. The Eagles are 20-4 for the season and one win away from state. Brandon Snyder homered and drove in a career-high 6 runs last night as the Texas Rangers crushed the Baltimore Orioles 14-3. Michael Young and Josh Hamilton also went deep for the Rangers. Texas got 19 hits in its 6th straight win over the Orioles. Carlos Zambrano earned his first win of the season last night in the Miami Marlins 4-0 win over the Houston Astros. A judge has ordered the estranged wife of former Dallas Cowboys star Deion Sanders to stay at least 500 yards away from his Dallas area home. The judge also gave the Hall of Famer temporary custody of their children. Pilar Sanders was arrested last month after a scuffle with her husband at their home in Prosper. And finally, Saints linebacker Jonathan Vilma has appealed his season-long suspension in the NFL's bounty investigation. Vilma argues that Commissioner Roger Goodell should not hear the appeal and ask for a delay in the process until the matter of who should decide on it has been settled through the NFL Players Association grievances filed last week. And that's your look at sports, everyone. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.